In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, good morning. It is Thanksgiving Eve, if you will. Now, Wednesday, we're at 45 degrees. Our high today is going to be about 56 degrees. So it's going to be a chilly day here as we get into the holiday spirit. Our top story this morning, despite having an historic season, UNT is going to need to find a new football coach.
Self-promotion, I believe in these kids having their spotlight right now and really digging into them and pouring into their lives.
That's North Texas head football coach Eric Morris yesterday.
But after that press conference, it was announced he's taking another job.
Mean Green head coach Eric Morris has been hired by Oklahoma State to replace Mike Gundy in Stillwater. UNT is 10-1 this season, and they still have a shot at the college football playoff. So Morris told the school he will finish out the season before leaving. He was hired back in 2022 and has gone 21-15 in three seasons with North Texas. They're currently ranked 21st in the nation, cracking the top 25 for the first time since 1959. He was seen as a top offensive mind and has coached, developed, or recruited Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, John Mateer, among others. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. If you're headed to the big airport, KRLD's Russell Scott reminds you there's a lot of construction to navigate around.
Construction is progressing really well here at the airport.
DFW Airport has a $12 billion construction project that is underway, and that does include construction that will affect drivers when you come into the airport.
We ask customers to arrive early to navigate that construction.
That main road is International Parkway, and Rob Himmler, the senior manager for construction communication for the airport, tells us,
does have some detours underway, access into Terminal A, for example, and there is new access, new right-hand exit from International Parkway into Terminal B.
There are huge orange signs all around the airport that'll help drivers get to the correct terminal and then get out of the airport as easily. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Here's what's happening at DFW this morning. We are seeing a total of 45 delays, no cancellations out of the big airport. That's good news. E33 is the longest wait time. Takes about 23 minutes to get through there.
And at left field, there are 9 delays in and out of the airport and no cancellations.
You know, in other travel news, the Texas Department of Public Safety launches a new initiative over the holidays to better protect pedestrians.
Operation Safe Holidays will provide enhanced patrols in areas of major cities that see a higher level of pedestrians this time of year. The goal is to strengthen public safety and reduce theft and robbery in areas where shopping, dining, and community activity is up. The effort spans areas of Dallas and Fort Worth, as well as Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. DPS will be working with local police departments and providing expanded patrols. Much of the attention will be given to downtown retail corridors as well as entertainment and hospitality districts. They will adjust to changing pedestrian traffic patterns and event schedules. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lawmakers in Washington are looking for ways to maximize the long-term economic impact of next year's World Cup matches in the U.S.
Tourism officials are expecting a major boost in international visitors to World Cup cities next year, including the Dallas area and Houston. North Texas Congressman Mark Vesey says the region has a big asset for international visitors.
One of the big advantages that we have in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is DFW Airport, where you can get to just about anywhere in the world.
He says that also means visitors to North Texas can get to other parts of the U.S. Lisa Simon with the International Inbound Travel Association hopes the federal government will take steps to make that travel more efficient.
We need modernized technology in our airports. We really need to advance our airport and transportation systems.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:07. Also, a landlord in Euless is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow a lawsuit against the U.S. Postal Service claiming her mail was deliberately withheld for 2 years, while the Postal Service argues that permitting such cases would open the door to widespread litigation. The court's decision could reshape how the Postal Service is held liable under the Federal Tort Claims Act.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
One, Texas high school marching band is going to parade down Manhattan on Thanksgiving morning. It's the L.D. Bell Blue Raider Band from Hearst. They're the only Texas band invited to play in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Eric Morris is set to leave North Texas at the end of the season to become Oklahoma State's new head coach. The hiring comes as UNT posts a 10-1 season and OSU moves away from longtime leader Mike Gundy. An expected 5.8 million Texans are hitting the road or the skies this Thanksgiving. It's the highest number ever. With that kind of volume, airports and highways are bracing for heavy congestion.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kicking off that 20-minute morning briefing now, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show at 7:23.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. It's back to business in the Dallas West End. After a major gas leak forced evacuations yesterday, the trouble started just after 9 in the morning when crews found a 6 to 8 inch gash in an underground gas main. Police and firefighters evacuated several residential and commercial buildings, roughly about 300 people in all, while they worked to vent the gas and secure the area. Jason Evans with Dallas Fire Rescue says the amount of gas trapped below the ground made the situation especially dangerous.
Anytime you see something, or in this case you smell something, call 911. Let us investigate it, because had the wind picked up and that smell got blown away and that person ignored that warning sign, it could have very well continued to accumulate dangerous levels, and then who knows what would have happened beyond that.
Natural gas is odorless, but a chemical is added to it to make it smell like rotting eggs.
It is 7:23. And also, a North Texas company reaches a settlement with the Justice Department over its algorithm.
Property management companies and apartment complex owners use software from RealPage to help set their rental rates. The company's based in Richardson. Its algorithm uses real-time private data from companies to make recommendations. The U.S. Department of Justice says sharing companies' private data amounted to illegal collusion and that firms were using that information to keep rental rates high. As part of the settlement of a federal antitrust lawsuit, RealPage agreed to stop giving the algorithm confidential real-time data. Instead, it will limit the use of that non-public data to information that's at least 1 year old. RealPage did not admit to any wrongdoing. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. Look at all three of you here. It's so nice to be surrounded by friends the day before Thanksgiving.
Right?
Welcome. Because there are a lot of people out there that are not working today. Stock market's working. It's a full trading day today. And everybody's really kind of looking forward to it after what we've seen the last 3 days. Really a very dramatic turnaround. You trace it back to Friday when the president of the New York Fed, who's a real big guy, sort of casually said, yeah, we could cut interest rates some more. And then it sort of picked up steam and we had more Fed officials saying the same thing. Monday, early Tuesday, it was really kind of a tough start. It looked like we were going to have some profit taking. Then around midday, we got the Hassett hug. Kevin Hassett, he's the White House National Economic Council director. And who was it? Bloomberg, I think, published the story first that said he's probably going to be the one to replace Powell. So you had the Hassett hug and the Powell punt, and the market just exploded. We were up, I don't know, 600 points or something. Dow had its best days since August. We're close to all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrials average a little over 2.5% away from an all-time high. The S&P 2.25. NASDAQ's a little further away. It's up 4%, about 4% away. But we're off to a decent start today. The Dow Industrials average looks up a little over 50 points on the opening. The S&P up 18. The NASDAQ up 107. We've got some individual stocks that are still reporting numbers out there. It could be market moving. Dell, the Austin-based company, boy, did they get in line with artificial intelligence. They are beating on earnings. They're guiding the street higher. They say shipments and orders are going to be up 150% over last year. We're talking about $25 billion. On the flip side, John Deere and Company, despite beating on earnings and revenues, looks a little bit lower. And, of course, that's a fairly influential blue-chip company. Crude's down 8 cents, $57.87, taking a little rest from the sell-off. Gold's resuming its rally, up $21.40, $41.98.20. And the all-important interest rates, the 10-year rate, 4%, right on the nose. Stocks look at least slightly higher across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's now 7:27. This portion of the news brought to you by Rhino Shield. Don't just paint your home, shield it.
The National Retail Federation predicts nearly 187 million people will be shopping between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. Alicia Nieves says they'll be looking for deals.
We're seeing, you know, prices remain relatively high. And it's because of that that data is starting to show right now that some people ahead of this holiday season and during the holiday season, they might be pulling back on what they're going to spend this year. A financial services firm, Deloitte, just released their 2025 holiday retail survey that shows Americans are expected to spend about 10% less than last year. And for the first time since the pandemic, shoppers are saying they plan to spend less during Black Friday and Cyber Monday than they did about a year ago.
About 77% of shoppers surveyed said they expect to see higher prices this shopping season.
A newly released poll in Texas is turning heads for all the wrong reasons.
The poll commissioned by Congressman Wesley Hunt's Senate campaign has him easily beating both Ken Paxton and incumbent John Cornyn. Experts say this is an outlier.
This poll shows a very large movement of numbers in a very short period of time, and that always makes me a little suspect.
Texas GOP strategist Vinnie Minchello says all the legitimate polls have Cornyn and Paxton in a dead heat with the congressman trailing far behind. He thinks the Hunt campaign put this out because the senator has recently launched attacks questioning his support for President Trump's priorities. From the 24-Hour News Center, Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.